Why hold a parade that only goes one block? What in the world is a bathtub race? And how can one town be the training ground for American Pharoah and the former playground of Al Capone? That's just Hot Springs being Hot Springs. Between thermal waters, thoroughbreds, and the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, this town isn't trying to be unique. It just comes naturally. Come experience this slightly unconventional and completely wonderful place called Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home, the voice of Bomber football is Classic Hits 101.7.
Listen to that crowd roar as the Bombers come onto the field to take on the Greenwood Puppies. Bob, this is going to be an exciting game. These guys are ready. I can feel it.
That's right. That's right. They've got the newspaper rolled up, ready to say, bad dog, bad dog.
It's going to be exciting.
Man, I'll tell you what. Look at that, Tobias. The hair is literally standing up on my arms. I mean, I thought I had the energy last week. I am just excited to be here this week. And I tell you what, we are getting ready for the opening kickoff, which is brought to you by United Country Realty, serving the Ozarks. Our team includes agents located all over Arkansas and Missouri. Give United Country Realty a call today.
Let's take a look real quick since Bombers been on offense and starting lineups. Left tackle, Caleb Perdue. Left guard, Nate Henderson. Center, Gray Padgett. Left guard, Josiah Choppa. Right tackle, Esten Ford. I'm not going to have time to go through all them before they're going to kick this thing off.
They're ready to get it going.
That's right.
Number one, Jacob Chenoweth.
All right, Chenoweth is back to receive along with Barrett Miller. And we have seen these guys do some great things this season so far. So excited to see what's getting ready to happen.
That's right. It's time to open it up.
Number 17, Brody Seinfeld back to kick. Ball is on the tee, and we are kicked off.
Take it to the house.
Miller's going to catch the ball and bobble it just a little bit. He's going to make it to right about the 15-yard line to get things started for the Bombers. And not what you want there for a little bobble, but he picked it up and made the best of it, didn't he?
Yes, he definitely did. And, you got to know the jitters are on the field as well. I mean, they know what's going on out here, but they're ready to take it.
They are. They know a lot at stake tonight, but it's going to be a true test for both teams tonight. Bombers break the huddle. Yates back in the gun. He's got two receivers, right and left. Hand's going to hand the ball up the middle.
There he goes.
Yes, Hubbard's going to win it to about the 20-yard line before he's brought down by Greenwood. Good yardage there to start for the Bombers.
Brought down by number one, Braden Skaggs.
Bombers trying to tax a run game right off the bat.
Looks like he got 6 yards there.
Yates back, fires across the right-hand side.
In
it's
the
complete.
Air.
Complete that right-hand side. That's trying to catch a number. Now, we warned of this. This is going to happen all night long. Those gray jerseys up here, folks, make it really, really hard to see.
It is.
Numbers. But Milburn is the one to make the grab over there on that side of the field. Great catch. And a first down for the Bombers. Bombers take the ball, handoff around the left-hand side. They're going to make about 5 yards there on it. They're going to spot the ball.
That was Chris Hubbard with the carry, number 25.
Starting 31. Yates takes the snap, hands off to the left-hand side to Hubbard. Hubbard's not going to get much on that one. Maybe a yard if they're generous. Bombers quick to the line again. Yates in the back. Signal his play callers. He takes a snap. He's rolls back, scrambles. He's got a guy, and he's brought down by number 42 there of Greenwood. Getting pressure there by Brennan Chick, the 6'3", 215-pound senior there for Greenwood. And Bombers look like they're going to bring on the punt team.
Boy, Tobias, I hate to see this turn that quick this way, but give us a chance to hold them back.
Running for the Bombers is number 7, Brantley Phillips.
Brantley Phillips back to punt for the Bombers. One man, and they make him jump off sides. Yep. Let's see who they call it on. It looks like it was a guy on Greenwood that jumped, but let's see if we can get a call from the official here. And it is going to be on Greenwood.
Encroachment against the defense. 5-yard penalty, still fourth down.
Yeah, encroachment does not mean first down. So the Bombers will still be in punt. Phillips is back. Back to receive for Greenwood. Phillips, nice high spiral punt, lands
number
to
11.
Number 11, L.J. Robbins. Robbins goes around the right side, breaks one man, for he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We seem to be having some technical issues. We'll get you back to the game as soon as we can here on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Get ready for a touchdown of choices at Village Carpet Shop. Discover an extensive array of flooring options, including renowned brands like Shaw, Mannington, Mohawk, and Armstrong. Stop by and see the flooring gallery featuring the best waterproof luxury vinyl floors. Residential or commercial, they've got your flooring needs covered. Find them on Facebook or visit VillageCarpetShop.com. Village Carpet Shop. You stand on it, they stand behind it. Best wishes to the Mountain Home Bombers for a victorious 2023 football season. Let's score big, Bombers!
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and they are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, they can help. At FNBC, they value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see them at any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, or visit them online at fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages, integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers!
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize again. We're trying to get connected back to the stadium as soon as we can. We're going to take another break and get you back to game as soon as we can here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Visiting with Clay Maxey. So let's talk about the moms and dads and grandparents packing up those Chevrolets to hit the road and take them to practice and take them to games.
Honestly, it's the most joy that I have is following my son around playing basketball or my little girl, you know, hitting the golf ball. It is something that's time consuming, but it's time that you'll never get back. You know, it's long days, it's practices, it's running from here to there and needing to load up the Tahoe or the Suburban. But if you look at it as the blessing that it is, it's true joy.
Here's to Friday night under the lights. Go Bombers from ClayMaxeyChevrolet.com.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Here's Kyle McCarn, Mountain Home Junior High School principal.
Everybody has a good time at the junior high. We're so proud of what we've been able to accomplish and all of those things. I think the biggest thing we have going at Mountain Home Junior High is just the culture that we have established. We have a ton of teachers and other staff that are encouraged and uplifting and ready for kids to be in our building so they can just create the best environment for learning.
We had a little bit of technical difficulty there. Lost. Well, let me tell you what you missed in the break.
I don't know that we're back. Hey, Matt, you got us there? Okay, good.
All right. Let me tell you what you missed in the break there. Greenwood was able to score on their opening drive. Number two there, Braden Davis, took a 2-yard run in at 8:35. And the extra point was good, putting Greenwood up 7-0. Bombers took that kickoff and now have that possession, made it all the way to the 44-yard line at his fourth down, and there's been a flag on the play, so they're waiting for the call on fourth down here to see what the Bombers are going to do. Again, we apologize for technical difficulty. We're just excited to be back with you.
Definitely excited to be back here.
So that's going to bring up fourth and six for the Bombers at their at the 38-yard line. Bombers are going to punt. Phillips back to punt. He takes a snap. Kicks one to the right-hand side. It looks like it's going to roll right out of bounds. They're going to mark that. Looks like the 36-yard line.
North Arkansas Dental Group, your family-friendly dental center. Visit us at our new location, 2338 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home.
First possession by Greenwood was a lot of rush plays. We didn't see too much of the arm yet of Kane Archer. Archer back in the gun, and he's got a man jump offsides. That's going to be a penalty on Greenwood. That's going to back him up.
Ball start against the Bulldogs.
And that little early help there for the Bombers.
Five-yard penalty still remains first down. First down of 15.
All right. Archer back in the gun. He takes a snap. He rolls back. Fires down the left-hand side. Incomplete to Amon there for number zero, Isaiah Arrington. But Bob, he was nowhere close.
He was nowhere close. No, no, that was a short ball.
Second and 15 here for Greenwood.
Be a great time to go ahead and put the stop on him. Slow him.
Greenwood going left to right on your dial here. Archer back in the gun, sends a man in motion left. He takes a snap. He rolls back a little floater to number two. He's going to get out before he gets popped and brought down Looks like it could be just shy of the sticks there.
That's number two, Braden Davis, Greenwood carrying the ball.
Short of the first down marker.
Looks like he's going to be just a bit short on third down there. Oh, no. He's going to go ahead and give it to him. First down. Archer's in the gun. Again, sends a man to the left in motion. Popped out to left-hand side to zero before he's pushed out of bounds by Miller. On that left-hand side.
Gain of 8 yards on the play.
8 yard gain there for Greenwood. Back at the line of scrimmage. Archer takes a snap. He's back to pass. He's going to fire one down the sideline. And again, overthrows his man. Good pressure there by the Bombers up front.
Talon Palmer in on the coverage. Bomber Nation getting
so bring up another third down here for Greenwood. Third and two on the 45.
Palmer was right on, even ready for it there.
Archer takes the snap. He's going to keep it around the right-hand side before he's met by about four Bombers.
On the quarterback keeper, gained about 3 yards. The yardage is good enough for a bull.
That's the thing with Archer. He can scramble on you. He's got feet and he can move well.
Spotted at the 41-yard line.
Archer back in the gun again. Takes a snap. Looks like he's going to throw again. He's scrambling to the left-hand side, looking for a man. Finds the outlet to number two on the left-hand side, and he's met immediately.
Number two, Braden Davis. Brought down by number 41, Bombers, Caden Del Soto. Gain of two, second and eight.
Del Soto jumped on pretty quick there. Archer again back in the gun. He's got three receivers split out to the right-hand side. Sends man in motion. He's going to flip it out in the flats. Number 11, he takes a hit, but he bounces off and goes around the right-hand side before he runs out of bounds. It looks like it's going to be spotted about the 26-yard line. Greenwood. As Greenwood starts their approach into the end zone. Archer in the spread takes the snap. He's rolling out. He's got a man on the left hand. Almost. Barrett Miller almost got a hand on that.
Pass complete to number zero, Isaiah Arrington. A completion of 7 yards.
7 yard pass completion there for Archer. It's going to bring up second down.
Let's get hungry out there, defense!
For Greenwood. Archer takes a snap, back in the gun. Looking to the left. He's got a man in the left hand side of the end zone. That's going to be number zero, Isaiah Arrington. And they've been trying that. That's, you know, that's the third time they've tried that and hadn't had success, but he was just able to go up that time and pull it down.
Holding against the Bulldogs.
4:57 left here.
They pulled it back, holding on the Bulldogs.
Oh. And Mountain Home gets a little grace there. All right. So that's going to back him up. They're going to be looking. Second Greenwood now looking at second and 13 from their own 30-yard line, looks like there. Archer's in the gun, takes a snap again. He's now rolling to the right-hand side before he fires across the right-hand side to
number 11.
Number 11.
Layton Casanova.
Layton Casanova's going to get in the end zone to score there. We warned about this. Greenwood has a lot of weapons. That's somewhat of a balanced offense. Now the extra point. Greenwood back. Takes a snap down. It's up. And the kick is good. Greenwood 14, Bombers 0 with 4:49 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad, what are you doing?
I'm resizing all my boxes.
Why?
New math. Everyone's doing it. The Big 10 equals 12, the Big 12 equals 18, and the Pac-12 now equals 4. And I have Traeger, Samsung, Sony, and Sonos systems that fit in all kinds of boxes, so I'm resizing.
People don't care about your boxes, just the stuff that's in them.
Yeah, well, 10 out of 8 people like our big boxes better. Folks, come see all of our different size boxes next to Walmart, Mountain Home, or at BigBoxBrad.com.
Touchdown!
5 points.
I'm Rex Nelson. Outside of the state's natural beauty, the thing that strikes me most as I travel Arkansas is the junk in yards and trash along the highways. In a place that markets itself as the natural state, we've too often been guilty of, at best, ignoring our natural treasures, at worst, polluting and littering them. Let's take pride in our state by keeping it litter-free. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football. It's Classic Hits 101.7.
We're back at Bomber Stadium. Greenwood tees it up and kicks off. Bombers trailing right now 14-0 against Greenwood. Bombers take the kick around the right-hand side.
Number one.
Chenoweth takes it. Get back to about the 16 before his helmet's ripped off.
Brought down by number 18 of the Bulldogs, Josh Allen.
And Bombers will take over on offense.
Bombers will start first and 10 from the 18-yard line.
On their own 18.
Let's go offense. We got a block, boys.
Bombers looking to get a little offense going here, Bob.
Yes, they are. 4:42 left in this first quarter. It's time for him to turn on those afterburners and get things moving.
The eight's in the gun. Takes a snap. He's going to scramble before he's sat in the backfield. Looks like number 15, Riley White, will be the first one to get to him before he's brought down. He's not had much time back there, it seems like. I mean, obviously we know Greenwood is just a juggernaut, and they're really good at a lot of skill positions. The Bombers have their hands full tonight.
You got to watch that number 7, Archer. He's coming in quick.
Yates takes a snap. He's going to fire the left-hand side. I think that's Hubbard he caught there on the left-hand side, and Hubbard's going
to
pick up.
Complete to number 25, Chris Hubbard. And out of bounds by Bulldogs, number one, Braden Skaggs.
It's going to bring up third and 7 here for the Bombers. Bombers trying to get some offense going here early. Bombers, Yates takes a snap across the middle. It's for it's tipped. Number 27 is going to get a hand on it. That's Landon Nelms from Greenwood. He's going to break that pass up before it can be delivered. And unfortunately, Bombers just unfortunately can't get it going tonight on offense.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics are Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Walls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin. Sports injury, they can fix that. Knox Orthopedics gets you back in the game as fast as possible.
Bombers going to bring on the punt team back to receive for Greenwood. It's going to be number 11, L.J. Robbins. And we've seen him move tonight. So Bombers look for them to probably try to kick it away from him again. Phillips back as the punter. Phillips takes a high punt, and he barely gets it off before it's tipped. And it looks like it's going to roll. And the little help's going to make it all the way to about the 40-yard line.
Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally a bank in your corner. Go Bombers!
Bob, we sure appreciate everybody hanging with us tonight.
That's
through
right.
Our technical difficulties, and of course we're missing our QB1.
I'm telling you, that is
Brad
for sure.
Coleman. And
like I said, it doesn't matter the team.
That's right.
If your lead man's out,
we're missing our play-by-play guy. So we appreciate y'all bearing with us and listen to me try to mess it up. Archer back in the gun again, sends a man in motion, going to take the snap before he tosses it to number 3 around the left-hand side. He's going to try to stiff-arm Barrett Miller, but Barrett Miller says, no, sir.
Grant Carnes with the carry there.
He's going to pick up about 4 yards there on the carry. He's going to bring up 2nd and 6 here for Greenwood. Archer again back in the gun. 2 receivers split out to both sides. Bombers. Looking like they could be bringing on a blitz there. Archer may be looking to change the play. He takes a snap. He fires quickly to the left-hand side. And he don't go far before Barry Miller wraps his paw around him and brings it down there. It's going to be about 2 yards, looks like, shy of the first down. It's going to bring up 3rd and 2. Archer takes a snap. It's going to hand off again to number 2 around the right-hand side. Davis is taking it down the sideline before he's brought out, brought down.
Chenoweth got him on there.
By number 1, Jacob Chenoweth. The yardage is good enough for a Bulldog first down.
And this defense has been fighting hard tonight. Greenwood comes at you fast and often. Archer again back in the gun. Three receivers split out left. He again throws a little short pass out to 11. He's going to break a tackle and make it all the way in the end zone.
Robinson.
Again, that's L.J. Robbins with 2:45 left in the first quarter. That's going to put Greenwood ahead 20-0. We're going to extra point team comes on here. And, you know, we talked about the high-powered offense of Greenwood and
right.
really trying to – you got to put up points to sustain it with these guys. And so we're going to need to see a little offense on the next possession. Greenwood lined up to kick the extra point, kicks it, and it is good. 2:45 left in the first quarter, 21-0, Greenwood. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits, 101.7.
Is it time to move to a smaller home? Be closer to town? Stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemec Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemec Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Ready for a music tour through the Arkansas Delta? Let's see. Johnny Cash Boyhood Home? Check. A new rockabilly exhibit? Check again. A live broadcast of the country's longest running blues radio program? We've got it. The bronze bust of Levon Helm? On the list. Find these spots and more as you travel the Arkansas Delta Music Trail. Go to the new deltabyways.com to see all the driving tours through the Arkansas Delta Byways region.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
Mountain Home Bomber Football continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Greenwood tees up the ball. He's going to kick it deep, looks like, to Chinwith. Chinwith's going to field it. He's at the 10. Back to the 20 before he's taken out of bounds by Greenwood. Looks like Bombers are going to get the ball to start there on the 21-yard line.
Ball is returned out to the 21-yard line where the Bombers will start first and 10.
First and 10 here for the Bombers. Bombers break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. Struggled a little bit offensively thus far, but looking to get things rolling here. Yates in the gun. Hubbard to his right. He takes a snap. He's going to hand up back up the middle up Hutter. Hubbard makes one man miss before he's brought down. Gain of about 4 yards there for Chris Hubbard. Bobby had a great night in Jonesboro. And, you know, didn't have to do as much last week against Harrison, but, man, right. It's nice to have a big back like Hubbard back there.
Definitely
carry
so.
The load when you need him to. Yates
push
gets
it through, cut through the line.
Yates gets the signal from the sideline again in the gun. Two receivers split out both sides. He takes it. He's going to scramble back up the middle before he is hit by number 21 for Greenwood.
Whitaker.
That's going to be Eli Whitaker. Bring him down.
Third down and six.
1:50 left in this first quarter.
Bombers again at the line of scrimmage. Yates takes the snap. He's looking down on the left-hand side. He catches the jet. Let's see what kind of yardage they're going to give him on the forward progress there. And they're going to give him the first down.
There we go.
And the jet, we called the jet last week.
That's
a lot
right.
of times. Good to see him making a completion there. You get the ball in Jet's hand, he'll make something happen for you.
Get that forward motion going.
Bombers looking at first and 10 on the 32-yard line. Yates takes a snap again. He's going to fire deep down the right-hand side. Oh, broken up. Whew. Broken up by number four there. That's going to be Brady McKay. And, man, it was just a fight for the ball there. And, unfortunately, Wilburn wasn't able to bring it down. But good ball there by Yates. Bombers again, the line of scrimmage. Yates backs, takes the snap. He's got a little pressure before he flips it out. A little screen pass there. Going to make it to about the
complete, the number 25, Chris Hubbard.
Hubbard's going to get to
right down by number 9, Brady Pettigrew of the Bulldogs. Set
the 38-yard line. Big third down here for the Bombers. Third and five. Yates in the gun. He's got sends a man in motion. He takes a snap. He's going to roll out right-hand side. Quick pass. Oh, goodness. Quick pass over to Carter Atkins where Carter's drilled.
Number four, Mackey right there on the stop.
And that's what Greenwood's defense does to you, Bob. They just cover everybody up and make it a real struggle here for the Bombers. Just like the Bombers are going to bring on the punt team.
Shop the Salvation Army Thrift Store where you can make a real difference in the lives of your neighbors because all proceeds stay here in our community. The Salvation Army, hope where it's needed most. The State Farm Office of James Boyette strives to assist their customers in managing the risk of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. Appreciate James Boyette, State Farm.
And that's going to bring the end of the first quarter. We're going to take a break. Right now, 21-0, Greenwood. We'll be right back. You're listening to Classic Hits, 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial Bank is committed to their customers. Patience, perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success both on and off the field of play. Whether you're cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is there for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.